This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A guilty plea for a man from Cortez, Colorado, who made online threats to election officials. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Teague Broadbank was arrested in August after making a series of detailed death threats against election officials, judges, and law enforcement officers. Federal prosecutors say he threatened the lives of multiple public people in Colorado and Arizona on social media, including saying it was, quote, time to put two state election officials to death. He pleaded guilty on Wednesday to one count of transmitting interstate threats. Broadbank will be sentenced in February. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Denver Voice newspaper is making a comeback. Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
The newspaper provides income to people who sell it on street corners and are often currently homeless. The Denver Voice announced in September that their bank account was at zero and that they had to stop their operation. But its board said this week that things have turned around after other local outlets, including Denverite, reported on their fiscal cliff. Board Chair Robert Davis says they raised $50,000 and can publish the monthly paper through the end of the year, and likely into 2025. Davis says their November issue will be a love letter to the city that stepped up to save them. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The El Paso County Coroner is stepping down. Dr. Leon Kelly tells county commissioners that after 17 years of public service, he's ready to focus on other priorities. Kelly started as the Deputy Chief Medical Examiner, was later elected coroner and named Chief Medical Examiner. His resignation takes effect at the end of the year. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.